Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
So toddlers are great, except when they suck.
Oh, yeah, amen. Especially when they're loud.
When they're having one of those things that we like to call a toddler tantrum.
Yes.
T-Hack, our producer, is about to have a child.
Yeah, they're making
it. And do you feel like... I don't want to... I mean, he's listening to this and his face is starting to melt off. He in no way is ready for this.
No. I don't think either of them are. Neither were you guys, though.
I was older, so I was a little bit more prepared.
With nieces,
but you're right. I was not... Like, when it's your own child melting down, we talked about just the other day. When my child would melt down in the middle of Target, I'd buy him the damn toy.
Yes.
I would make the mistake of allowing a toddler and their tantrum to win the battle.
And they remember that. And you're supposed to just leave them alone and give them their space. You're supposed to walk away and let them cry it out.
Yes.
And then you come back.
Walk away from a... What is a toddler again? Why am I asking you?
Like six...
Is a toddler mean...
2 months to...
Ambulatory, right?
Oh, yeah. They have a gait.
So you're an infant until you can move?
Dude, I took a year of child development, too, so I don't know why I didn't retain any of this.
You should know more than I do.
I should.
Because it makes you mad that people count babies' ages in months and not years
yes.
at a certain point. But I think it's because of it's the toddler time that you have to know, oh, she's 14 months, and you go, okay. So they're walking, talking, eating solid foods, and you know all the different things, and you know they're having those meltdown. Oh, my God. I was in the store literally... Today,
okay.
After I dropped my children off, I never got to see this child. It might have been more than one. I walked in and there was this shrieking, screaming, and it would be like, rah, rah, and then, rah, 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 and I'm walking through produce. I'm like, I wanted to see it. I could never find it.
What the?
But it was a toddler having a full blown tantrum. And I was like, dude, I was in the store. I had like 15 things I had to buy. It never stopped. That parent had to be, get him out of the store, man.
Yeah, I bet you the parent did the wrong thing and ran to the child and paid attention.
You can't just leave it alone, though.
It's tantrum.
So you would just like let it sit there in the middle of an aisle by itself.
And you can't be seen. You'd have to walk away so it can't see you. Yeah. It's got to learn that it has
so
to take
you,
care of these things on its
you
own.
You as a parent.
I'm not going to be there all the time.
The fear of abandonment is how you would solve the problem.
Shut them up. They would cry about other things.
Yes. I would take it a step further and have one of my friends who he doesn't know wearing a ski mask and scoop him up.
It would quiet him up for at least a little
bit. Can we start a GoFundMe page? Mm-hmm. To make sure that maybe we get you a vasectomy or something.
Well,
to make sure that you never broke. You would be a good dad until you say crap like you just said.
All I do is the opposite of everything the rest of you people do. And my kid would be perfect.
It might actually work out better.
Yes.
Is what's on. All right. So we've got some great toddler tantrums we found on Reddit and other places. But we'd really rather hear yours. If your toddler has lost their crap somewhere. Church, the store, wherever. We just want to hear the best of the worst toddler tantrums. Some of the posts on Reddit I can totally relate to.
Okay.
One of them was there was a child who had a full-blown meltdown. I want to believe it was in the house, but he was mad that he couldn't have a cookie in each hand.
You just break it in half and put it.
He wanted a full cookie.
Oh, it's gotta be both.
See what you're doing.
Okay, you're right.
What you're doing.
But they're smarter than he was three steps ahead of me.
They have a logic that you can't.
Yeah.
When you try to, I will never forget being in situations exactly like this. Like, I want cookie in each hand, you snap it in half. Now you have just taken it to DEFCON 5.
Yeah.
Or DEFCON 1, whichever is the bad one.
Uh-huh.
Because it's like, no, I wanted a whole cookie. And it's like, yeah, but I can't. Now I can't put it back together. Right. It's like, I want a cookie here, and I want to. I don't want.
It's pretty simple.
It's not rocket science, Dad.
Right? Can you make this happen?
I just need
right
cookie, now? Cookie, cookie, cookie.
And if it's not, then it's Tantrum
then
City
it's
about
full
the whole.
On.
But you've got cookie parts.
Look,
in
there's,
each
there's just close your hand around and make it look like a whole cookie. David Blaine, that.
But they're like, no, it's not a whole cookie.
This mom wrote that she was potty training her kid. And she tore off a piece of toilet paper, and the daughter's like, no, I want to tear it off. She's like, okay, fine, tear off the next piece. She's like, no, I want to tear that piece off.
Oh, my God.
And it's like, you can't. It's already torn off. She's like, put it back. And you're like, I can't put it back. It's already off.
Brilliant.
No, put it back. And you're like, and here you are in a situation as a grown human trying to add logic
right,
to a situation.
Right.
And you're like, I physically can't. The smartest thing to do at that point is to do the hand-eye thing where you're like, okay, I'm going to put it back and put your hand over it and crumple it up and then make it seem like you put it back.
Looks like, sounds like
I've
you've done
been
this couple
through
of times.
Situations. Same kid, though. She said the kid was in that, I want to do it my way. Let me do it myself. She started to peel a tangerine. And the kid was like, no, I want to peel it. She's like, okay, go ahead. She's like, no, put the piece you took out.
These kids, man, they
you're
rock.
Just like,
they're awesome.
No, you can't.
Brilliant.
Another parent said, and I've been through this, the food was placed on their plate in the wrong order.
Oh, okay. It's got to be my favorite thing is at the top.
Then just turn the damn
the plate.
Right.
Nope.
Nope, because
nope.
Then the carrots are at 3 o'clock.
Exactly.
I want the turkey at noon. Carrots over here at 9.
And don't forget this.
Yes.
Every day.
I remember going through this one. I put their juice in the wrong color cup.
Okay. I remember as a kid, that was like it would just wreck your life.
I want water in the yellow cup.
Yes, that's it. You can't
but
mix
I want
it.
The juice.
What are you doing mixing?
You don't know what cup is for what? How long have I lived here my whole life? I know what's what.
Hey, you're the supposed to be my caregiver?
You're the one in charge?
That's so true.
We could keep going, but we'd rather hear your stories. If you got a great toddler tantrum story, we want to hear it now. Dawn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Toddler tantrums. What happened to you?
So my son was 3. We were at the store and I had him in the cart, buckled in all snug and safe. And he was just screaming bloody murder because he wanted this toy or whatever. And every time somebody would walk by, he would smack himself on the arm and they would turn to me and tell me, stop hitting my kid. And I never hit him.
Because they wouldn't see him hit. They'd have their back and he would just make the...
He did it on purpose to try and get you in trouble. The kid's brilliant.
Diabolical.
Yeah.
What did you do?
Well, I just left. Eventually, I left the cart and all my groceries, and we just left, and he did not get the toy he wanted, not even for his birthday.
Yeah.
Well played.
You did it good.
Played the long con. Like
yes.
It. Way to go. When I'm leaving the store after my child has had a tantrum like that, and I've left all my items in the cart, I feel like the toddler should be one of the items you left in the cart.
Oh, goodness. I
you're like,
so.
Listen, if I hit you, you're better off with whoever finds you here in the middle of sundry. Wow. Thank you for the call, Dawn. That sucks. How would a kid know to do that? That's the scariest thing.
Wicked.
Mickey.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Toddler tantrums.
10-second version. I'd take my son to breakfast. We definitely eat some food that mom doesn't allow. We're having a good dad and son day. We were sent to a store for our errands via mom. Power Rangers. His weakness has all of them. Tantrum beyond all tantrums, probably incited about 6 people to gather around and watch.
Wow.
I'm on the pinch between good dad and bad dad, but I'm trying to do the lesson of you can't just have it because you want it. You know, what have you done to kind of earn it? Have you helped out? So I'm trying to talk him
you
through
just,
it. He's,
you just bought him breakfast. That's the thing. And you're sitting here logically going, you just got food. Your mom would kill me if she knew what I did. And you can't see that. Now all you see is what you're not getting.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah. And let alone breakfast. Breakfast was whipped cream with a side of waffles.
Yeah.
So yeah. This is partially my doing. I got him all buzzed up on sugar and then try to impart some life wisdom. So It's a learning experience. And
yeah, don't ever, you never take a kid who's had sugar into the store.
Well, this is hard.
It is extremely hard. Thank you for the call, Mickey. Tiffany?
Yes.
Yay. Toddler tantrums.
Yes, I had my son at the Railroad Museum, and he was playing with the trains downstairs, and he did not want to leave. We tried bribing him and just anything we could to get him to leave. And I finally just had to pick him up and carry him out. And the whole time he just was screaming and kicking me and hitting my back. It was bad. Everyone was staring.
Yeah.
Again, you've taken him to the train museum.
Yeah.
You've seen all the trains.
Right.
I did something and it's just.
Not enough.
It's what you're not getting.
It's what you're not getting.
I want more time here.
Yes.
Yeah, we tried everything to get him to leave.
Why didn't you try just hanging out longer?
Oh, Steve.
What?
I want you to be a big brother. I want you to join the big brothers and big sisters.
Oh, easy.
And I want them to assign you to a toddler.
No.
Here's my two strategies. Just give them what they want or just abandon them. What do you guys think?
Thank you, Tiffany. You're, dude.
Well, either one's going to work.
Oh,
right?
It's going to work. Mia?
Hi, yay!
Yay!
Toddler tantrums.
So this was when me and my little sister were toddlers. We were fighting on who would sleep in the bathtub.
Fun! I already thought of that!
Oh my God.
Yeah. It was like, really wanted to sleep in the bathtub for some reason. And we kept fighting and fighting and fighting. And then somehow the shower curtain fell. And I was just sitting there sobbing.
They found you amongst the like broken wreckage of a shower.
I never get what I want.
Thank you, Mia. God, man. Melanie?
Yay.
Toddler tantrums.
When my daughter was about 2.5, she always liked to pick out her own clothes, so I'd give her options. And she wanted two pairs of pants and this one shirt. And I said, well, you need to just pick out one. And she was not having it. She wanted both pants and this one shirt. And I said, well, let's switch. And no. It there was no answer to that.
Yeah, you couldn't add logic to that situation.
Yeah. So then in this case, Steve is right. Abandonment is the right answer. Jennifer.
Hiya.
Yeah. Toddler tantrum.
Oh, my God. So my cousins were getting married, and my son was a toddler, and he was the ring bearer in the wedding. Very cute, little tux, little tie. And his cousin was a flower girl, and they're about the same age. I would probably say 2.5was their age. And my son was adamant that he was going to be the one throwing the rose petals on the down the aisle, and his cousin was having no part of it. So imagine a little ring bearer holding a pillow in one hand, trying to grab the basket flowers in the other hand, and both toddlers throwing a fit down the aisle at the wedding. And to make it even worse, he got so pissed off that he soiled himself. So. Number two.
This is the groom or the. Oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure.
It was disgusting. And we have a picture of him, with his hands crossed in this, like, really.
It's just a full on MMA fight.
Yep.
And literal S show all the way up the aisle at somebody else's wedding.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice. And anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.